Hey everyone, welcome to Past Lives and the Divine. I'm Gina, the host of this podcast. And today we are going to be listening in on another client session. So this client, her name is Steph. Hi, Steph, and thank you for sharing this recording or allowing me to share this recording. This session that Steph had was a past life regression. She had it about a year ago, July of 2021. And her intention was to experience a life when she was really in her power. And one of the things that y'all know I just love a death scene. And so one of the things I really enjoyed about this journey was how her death experience was so positive. And just this knowing that she had, I guess knowing that she's not gone, that it's just different, and how she really felt like in her own death experience, she really took her power into her own hands. And I just think that that is like, it's like the ultimate power move on earth. So one of the things that she had said, reflecting on it, was that this life that she experienced was so easy and she was so powerful. And I think that sometimes we feel like we need to experience something awful or traumatic in a past life in order to feel like strong or powerful. And I think this is just a good reminder that we can learn and we can grow and we can feel strong if we choose to, even when life is easy. And it's not just, you know, the hard stuff bringing the lessons, if we choose, I guess. And one of the things she said that I thought was so cool, how she said, "I feel strong and light, like nothing is holding me down." And another message that she got during this session, which you'll hear, is about getting comfortable with being quiet. And I guess I'm highlighting that now because I hear that a lot going on these journeys, facilitating these journeys with clients. I hear a lot of spirit guides saying, "Yes, you know we're here. Now listen." Like, yes, you're praying. Yes, you're asking. Yes, you're meditating. Yes, you're, you know, doing whatever it is to change things in your life and to get insights, guidance, wisdom. But are you listening? And that is something that they still say a lot. So if you're someone who feels like blocked, feels like you're not getting any messages from your spirit guides or your higher self, might this be your reminder to get comfortable with being quiet and just listen for a few minutes every day? Okay, so that recording is coming up in just a second. In the meanwhile, I want you to know I opened up my books for fall, and I actually opened up some hours in August, which were already in August. So if at the time of this recording you want a past life regression or to do a session with me, go to pastlivesandthedivine.com, click on work with me, and then you can click on schedule, and then you can see my schedule for the fall. And there's probably a handful of appointments open. I guess maybe not. But go look, and I have appointment openings through November, so I'll open up for winter hours, kind of like December, January, February. I'll do that in a few months, so make sure you're on my email list. Those are the people who get notified when I open up my schedule, so make sure you're on that email list, and you can do that at pastlivesandthedivine.com/subscribe. Okay, I think that is it. Are you ready? Okay, gather around the fire for this client's past life experience. And whenever you're ready, let me know, are you inside or outside?
Outside.
Good. And so being in this space, in this outside, you can maybe get a sense for how your body is in physical space. Are you standing, sitting, walking, laying, working? Do you get a sense for what you're doing?
I'm standing.
If you can get a sense focusing on your feet, maybe you get a feel for the type of footwear you're wearing, if any, or the type of ground that you're standing on. What are you aware of at your feet?
My feet are bare and I'm standing on grass.
Good. Does this place seem familiar to you? Like, do you come here often? Are you in a new space heading somewhere else?
It seems familiar.
And do you get a sense for your gender?
I'm a female.
Good. And what about your age? Does a number come to mind or an age range?
12.
So just be here in this space. Maybe noticing more of what's around you. If you're alone or if you're near anybody else, waiting for someone or getting away from people. What else are you aware of here?
I'm with a woman who's older and I'm wearing a white kind of like rough PJ gown. I don't know why, like I wouldn't wear it outside normally, but
okay.
It seems peaceful.
Good. What time of day is it?
I'd say like 7 p.m., like evening.
Okay. What's the weather like?
It's nice. It's warm.
So let's put our focus on this woman that you're with. Maybe you get a sense for if this is your mother, or if this is a guardian or a mentor or a friend, how you feel about this person, how they feel about you. What do you know about this woman?
She has really green eyes. I feel like she's a mother energy. I don't know if she's like an aunt figure or my actual mom.
Okay.
I think she's both. I think she's my aunt, but now she's my guardian.
Okay. So focus on her. And when we're accessing these memories through the soul and the subconscious, we're able to see or know a little bit more. And so if you were to focus on this woman, maybe you get a sense for her age, how she feels about being your guardian, how she feels about life, if she's tired, if she's excited. What do you know about this woman?
She seems happy. She's fun. She's loving. She loves to teach me things, like to take me places. And she seems like she's about 35.
Okay. What kind of things does she teach you?
She teaches me how to make stuff. Like, I see a cauldron.
Okay.
Good. And a fire. And we're kind of standing around that. And she's putting stuff in it.
Yeah, just focus on that. And maybe you'll get a sense of if this is kind of a special occasion or if this is pretty routine, if you're making something or if it's a ritual for something else.
It's definitely a ritual. I don't know for what.
Okay. And if it's important, it'll come in.
I think she's telling me that I'm becoming a woman.
Oh. Yeah, just be with that. See what else comes in.
Well, there's other women around now. And we're all in like a white gown with like nothing underneath.
Oh.
It's almost like a pajama gown.
Okay. So just allow the scene to unfold. And maybe it's kind of in fast forward, like you're hitting fast forward on a remote control. But you're just going to allow this scene to unfold and let me know what happens next.
Well, they're all dancing around me. Like a weird dance, and it became darker, so it's pretty dark outside. And we're basically all naked now.
Okay, good.
And I just keep hearing we're one with nature.
Wow.
It seems like a growth ceremony.
Wow, yeah. So if you were to focus on the other people who are here with you at this ceremony, maybe you get a sense, are they family members, community members? Are they familiar to you? Have you never met these people? What do you know about everybody else here?
They seem, it's almost like a community of women. I don't know them all, but they are familiar to me. I can recognize some people, and there's some girls my age as well.
Okay. What else are you aware of here?
I'm not sure. I just see us like it's happy. It's a good feeling. It almost feels like magical. Like there seems to be, I don't want to say spirits, but like almost like souls around, and I feel like the soul of my mom in that life
Ah.
is there.
Wow.
It's our ancestors.
Ah. Okay. Now, if you were to take your awareness and maybe hover above this scene, seeing it unfolding kind of from a bird's eye view. And if you keep going up and up and up until you're above the earth, do you get a sense for where you are on the earth?
I keep hearing Ireland.
Okay. Good. And then I'm going to ask you one more question here and just allow the number or a range to come in. But do you get a feel for what year it is if you are at a time where they count years?
I'm just going to go with the first thing that popped in, and it's 1247.
Okay. Sounds good to me. We'll move to another scene in this past life, another scene that holds significance for this story that's unfolding. And on the count of three, you'll be there. One, two, and three. Moving to another scene in this past life, just allowing the details to come in. Do you get a sense, are you older or younger than you were in the previous scene?
I'm older.
Good. And where are you?
It looks like I'm in a castle.
Okay. And do you get the sense, is this castle your home? Is it where you work? Are you there for another reason?
I think that I have a home somewhere else, but I also live and work here.
Okay. How do you feel about that work?
I like it. I feel like good about it.
Good. What kind of work do you do?
I think I do a lot of different things. So I am a healer, but also a seer.
So is that what you do at the castle? And who do you do that for?
For the queen. She seems like the queen.
Good.
Or the mother of the house.
Okay.
She's powerful.
And in this space, just accessing more memories while we kind of remain in this castle, do you get a sense for how you came upon working here? How you met this woman or how she came to hire you?
I saw something in my mind and I went to warn them. And I feel like they held me captive until what I saw came true.
Wow. And then
they kept me there, but I was happy to stay.
Yeah. Do you get a sense for how old you were then and how old you are now?
I think I was like 17 when I went there, and I think this is like 10 years later.
Okay. Good. So if you were to hit fast forward on this scene and just allow this scene to unfold and just let me know when something changes, whether it's inside of you or around you, just let me know what happens next.
I'm with the woman of the house, of the castle, and she's like on her deathbed. She's like a mother figure to me now.
Oh.
And I'm saying goodbye. I'm doing a ceremony, but I'm not sad. It's just like a, almost like a happy goodbye ceremony.
Do you know more about this ceremony, or even at death, it's pretty common for humans to feel so sad. Maybe what your belief system is, what gives you comfort in this moment?
Yeah, it's that I know it isn't over. I know this is just, like, she's going to be with me, and I could see her soul and her spirit, and it's just positive for me.
Oh, wow. If you were to just focus on that knowing that she's not gone, maybe the knowing feeling you had when you first warned them and then they took you captive, or maybe you get flashes of memories of the knowings that you have being a healer and a seer. What does that feel like in your body?
It feels good. It feels like there's no fear. I didn't have any fear.
Yeah. Good. What else are you aware of in this scene?
There's a man. And he seems really upset. I think it's her son.
Mm.
And I am really close to him. I don't feel like we're together, but it's almost like a brotherly kind of closeness. Okay. And I didn't have a lot of men in my life. And so I feel like it's a special bond.
Okay.
And I want to teach him my beliefs because I don't want him to hurt like that, seeing his mom pass away.
Yeah. In this space, can you understand what your beliefs are? You had mentioned that you know that she'll be with you in spirit. Where do you go when you die? What's your belief system that you want to share? Is it just simply that they're with us in spirit? Or do you have other knowings about afterlife?
I know that we're going to come together again, and that I know that she was in my life before. That's why I felt so comfortable going, and I knew that she would understand.
Oh,
because I knew her. I saw something that showed me that she is an ancestor from a past life.
Oh, okay, good. Good. And is there anyone else in the room? Or is it just the two of you and the woman?
There are other people. They're like kind of in the background. I don't know if they're servants or workers of some kind.
Okay.
There's four people. They're kind of clustered together in the background.
Okay. So we're going to move to another scene in this past life. And again, on the count of three, we'll be there. One, two, and three. Moving to another scene in this past life. Allowing the details to come in effortlessly and automatically. And whenever it becomes clear, let me know what you're aware of here.
I'm old. And I'm surrounded by, I feel it's the same feeling as the beginning, surrounded by a community of women.
Do you get a sense for what you're doing or where you are?
We're outside again, and we're wearing the same kind of clothing. I think it might be a goodbye ceremony.
Tell me more about that goodbye ceremony.
I'm laying down, and they're all around me. And again, I see those figures kind of flying around. It's like a white figure.
Mm.
And they're giving me something to drink.
How do you feel as you take that?
I feel at peace. I feel excited. Excited to go home.
Ah. Do you know what's in this drink?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's berries in it. And nightshade? I don't know if that's a thing.
Yeah. So do you get the sense this is the end of that life?
Yes.
Okay. So let's forward this scene. Just watching it. And forward, like you're hitting fast forward on a remote control, through the time when your soul leaves that body. And then just say okay when you've left that body, but you're still hovering around.
Okay.
Good. How do you feel? What are you thinking as you come out of that body?
I feel like just light and amazing and happy. It was a really great life, and I was able to go with the people I love around me and on my own terms.
Think of more of that. What were your own terms? Like, what felt good? What did you choose to do?
I chose to end my life because I accomplished everything that I wanted. But the end was near anyway. I just wanted to do it myself.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Do you get the sense what you did choosing to have it come to an end intentionally? Is that common for people in your community or people in the world? Or what is that a normal thing?
I feel like it happens within the community, but not to everybody. Like okay. some people decide to do it, to go naturally, but others just don't want to live in pain or old age. So it's a supported way of going. It's not viewed as taboo at all.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a word for it? Is there a word that comes in? Or is it just death?
I just keep hearing releasing, to release the soul.
So you had mentioned that it was a great life. You got to do things on your own terms. What else made it a great life?
I was surrounded by people, a community I felt understood and respected and loved.
What else sticks out about either doing things on your own terms or, and maybe your work was included in that, doing things on your own terms, but what do you know when you reflect back on that life? Like when you think of the things you're proud of, is it the same things that made that life great, or was it your gifts and how you use them?
It was my gifts and how I use them for good. And I know that I had no fear to follow my heart and to do what I felt was right. I had no fear of death at all. And I knew that it wasn't going to result in that.
Okay. So sometimes when we have intuitive gifts, it's hard to read ourselves. It almost sounds like in that life you could see the future or see enough of it to know when you were safe. Is that accurate or was it something else?
I think it was like just a knowing of who the soul was. So I knew who that woman was, and I knew that she would understand me or recognize me. But I feel like it was more intuition.
Okay.
That I knew. I almost didn't care if I did die because I just wanted to warn her.
When you look back on that life, is there anything you would have done differently? Anything you regret? Anything that weighs heavy on you from that life?
No, I think it was a good life. Like, I think it was peaceful. It was something that I lived to my fullest. There was no regrets. Like, my last thoughts when I died was like, I was just ready to come back and do it again.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're going to move from this space, moving to our space of spiritual guidance. And as we move from this space, sending love and gratitude to yourself, that earth suit, and everybody who was there with you, sending them love and gratitude as we move now to the space of spiritual guidance. And this might look like a comfortable room or an outdoor scene, like a garden or something else, maybe a cloud, but just moving now to this space of spiritual guidance, where we invite spirit guides, higher self, any well ancestors, any enlightened beings to join us, giving us love and guidance. My first question for Stephanie's spirit guides and higher self is, why was she shown this past life at this time?
I feel like it's to let go of my judgments against myself for wanting people to die when they're when they suffer. I get judged for that, and I kind of keep it to myself because I feel like I'm wrong in believing that people should choose when they go.
So if you carry that, if that was something that you were carrying before, judgment, either for yourself or for other people, if they have a different point of view, is that a block within you, or is that something that was just a latent fear that was kind of blocking you, or a judgment that was blocking you, and now just bringing it to the conscious? Has it been released, or do you get the sense that judgment kind of lives in your body somewhere?
I think it's been released. I think I only judge myself because other people do, but now I see why.
Oh, yes. What other reasons were you shown this past life?
Because it was a happy one. I had no fear.
When you remember that past life that was happy and you didn't have fear, what's the difference? Is it a absence of a fear that you have as Stephanie in this life? What's the difference between the two?
Yeah, I feel like this life is filled with fear of, I just want to live in the shadows. I don't want to be seen. And there is a lot of fear that she doesn't have, and that I would like to adopt that mentality.
Yeah. So when you think of this fear and just really be with it, it might be kind of uncomfortable, but this fear and this want of like living in the shadows, maybe that's a fear of being seen, however it shows up for you, do you feel this fear anywhere in your physical body?
My heart.
Yeah, so tell me more about what that feels like in your heart.
I feel like a tightness around my heart, like the kind of feeling that I get when I'm rejected for something or...
Ah, good. Okay. So what I want you to do is just really tune into that, knowing that you're totally safe. and tuning into that tightness around your heart. And if you were standing in a room with it, you would turn and face it and look it in the eyes. And I want you to use your intuition to understand if you need to know where it came from, allow that to surface. If that's not important, that won't come. But do you get the sense, is this fear? Is it from a past life, from something that happened in your life as Stephanie? Does anything come in about that?
I think it comes from both past life and this life.
Okay. So we're going to learn a little bit more about this so we can get rid of it. So when you think of that tightness, does it seem like a tightness that comes from kind of inside your heart? Or is it almost like a tightness squeezing from the outside?
I'd say squeezing from the outside.
Okay. And does that seem like a vice, like a hand? If you were to think of what is doing the squeezing, is there a color or a texture or kind of a symbolism associated with it?
I'd say it is a hand, and it feels like a male energy just for, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, good. So does that hand have anything to say to you? Does it have a message for you?
Just don't let it stop you. I don't know if that's from the hand or from my mind, like someone else.
So let's get rid of that hand. And you are the only person who has the right answer to this. But how do you want to get rid of it? Do you want someone to take that hand off of you? Do you want that hand to melt and dissolve into the floor? How do you want to get rid of that hand?
I'd say melt with light.
Good. So what I want you to do is imagine healing, beautiful, clean light from the universe from above. Just hitting that hand, flowing to it, through it, around it, and dissolving that hand where it falls to the floor in a melted pile. And take your time doing this, but just visualize that and just say okay when it's been done.
Okay.
So now what I want you to do is imagine that light, that healing light, filling the space that once held that hand. And it fills that space, healing anything, dissolving any remnants, allowing your heart to be expansive, clear communicator in your life. And now that light fills that area and fills your entire physical body, rejuvenating you, igniting a fearlessness within you, a knowing that this is the beginning of a new relationship to your heart, your soul, your intuition. Now you're filled with that healing light from above. And that healing light from above is dissolving any other blocks, any other vows, contracts, promises, anything else, residues from past lives that's no longer serving your highest and greatest good. And this healing light from above dissolves anything else that might be hanging on, that's no longer serving you. And now imagine it falling to the floor where it pulls any other residues or blocks from your body, your mind, your soul, your energetic fields. And it takes the residue of that hand and it's pulled into the root system coming off your feet. in those grounding roots, absorb all of that heavy, negative, stagnant energy. And your roots pull that energy and that residue all the way to the core of the earth, where it's burned up, melted, and transmuted into a higher frequency. A higher frequency of healing and love that fuels the earth, all the plants and animals and people on the earth. Good. And so now what I want you to do is just do another body scan from toe to head or head to toe, using your awareness and seeing if there's any other blocks, attachments, residues, anything else that needs to be released right now. And so just taking your time doing that scan, and just let me know when you're done by saying, okay.
Okay.
And did you notice anything else, or does it feel clear for now?
It feels clear.
Good. So you had mentioned that you were shown this past life to let go of judgments and to live with less fear or no fear around using your gifts. Does that feel complete, or were there any other reasons why Stephanie was shown this life at this time?
I was able to live and feel powerful, and it was an easy life.
If you were to focus on that power, the power that you felt, and if you can kind of feel that in your body, and what I want you to imagine is feeling it in your body, maybe where it is, how it shows up. But what does that power from that past life, what does that feel like in your body?
It feels light. It feels like nothing's holding me down.
Yeah. So what I want you to do is just focus on that lightness, on that feeling of power, nothing holding you down, and just really tune in with that feeling in your body, and almost like a volume dial on a radio, you're going to turn up that feeling, even if you can turn it up just 1% more. See if you can feel that feeling even more. And what we're doing is you're feeling this power in your heart, in your soul, in your mind. And we're just bathing, soaking in that power, in that feeling. And as you feel this, every day more and more, you'll be able to feel this more effortlessly and automatically. And you'll be aware of this change, and you will get even more powerful, knowing that you were the catalyst for this change. And so just feel that feeling within you, blazing it into your memory, knowing that you'll access this feeling consciously and unconsciously in times where you really need it. If you were to ever feel that fear in the future, you'll just take a deep breath, pause, and turn up this feeling of lightness and power within you. And that'll get easier and easier, more effortless, more automatic with each day that goes by. Were there any other reasons why you were shown this past life? Or does it just feel complete with those?
I think it feels complete.
Good. And anything else will come in When it comes in, we'll acknowledge it if we need to know it. So my next few questions are for Stephanie's higher self and spirit guides. And our first question is just about her career, her profession. She's unemployed for the first time since she was 16. And is there any insights, wisdom, anything she can know about where her career is headed? What job will she get? Is this a sign to start her own business or work more on a business? What can she know about her career?
It's to work more on my business, but I have to choose one thing to work on at a time.
So if you're working on one thing at a time, can Stephanie have some insights or wisdom as to if that means there are many options, many things she could do? What's a good place to start? Or if there's kind of a handful of things that should be done first, where should she start in working more on her business?
Of putting herself out there. Starting with one thing, there are a lot of things that she wants to do, but it's overwhelming to do it all at once.
Yeah.
Focus on the readings and focus on the tarot deck that she's making.
Mm.
To find ways to put her name out there.
Getting our name out there and getting in front of more people can take so many different shapes and forms. What is one idea or more than one idea that Stephanie can know or be reminded of, a way that really works for her? How could she get her name out there more?
And speaking her truth. Just putting her truth out there and people will gravitate towards her and social media and at gatherings.
So is this something that she could work on while she has a different job? Or is this the situation she's in right now as an opportunity to set that up, either to do it full time or set it up and do it part time? What can she know about the process there?
To do it with a job, but it has to be the right job. And that job will help her put her name out there. She's applying to the wrong places.
What are the right places?
Anything that has to do with spirituality and what she's interested in.
With the culture we live in and all the things that we have hung up on job and income and money. Does Stephanie have any blocks, anything that's blocking her from seeing an opportunity or taking an opportunity? Does she have any blocks here around her career?
Yeah, feeling of not being worthy or not being enough for the job.
And how does that show up for her? Is that, Stephanie, is that something you feel in your body? This not being worthy?
I think it's in the mind. It's like from past trauma, just holding you back and hearing the words saying you're not good enough yet. You have to practice more. You have to do more. But I don't think I'll ever feel ready if I don't just do it.
Mm-hmm. So this question is for Stephanie's spirit guides and higher self. It might be enough for all of this to come from the unconscious, the subconscious, and make itself known. That might be enough for her to push through that fear or totally release that fear. If in the future whether it's something around her job or something else strikes this chord of not being worthy, not being ready. What can Stephanie know or remember or think of if she notices herself kind of getting in that fear or operating from that fear, that unworthiness?
That the only thing that matters is what you go for. Regret is going to come if you have the fear, and what's meant for me is coming no matter what.
Yes.
So to just let it go and trust it.
What are some ways that Stephanie can trust in the process, trust in the flow, trust that she's doing what she can in the present, and to feel good about it? Is there anything she can do to trust more?
I think she already knows how she needs to let go of what other people are telling her.
How can she let that go more easily? Does she do something that helps her currently, or is there something she could start doing?
Talking to her subconscious more. She thinks that she really feels like she's doing it all, but the subconscious is still there dragging her down.
So if she's supposed to talk more with her subconscious, is that like saying affirmations, doing a type of meditation, or is it just listening to what comes in? How can she do that?
Hypnosis is a good tool, and good. Every morning, starting with a positive mantra.
What's the best mantra to start with? Is there one on the ready that she can have right now?
You are powerful, and everything that's meant for you is already in your path.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else that Stephanie needs to know about her career, her work, her gifts, bringing it all together, releasing fear, doing the work? Anything else she can know about that?
That the gifts are a lot more powerful than she knows right now. It's just, she's on her way.
What are some things that Stephanie could do if she wanted to kind of accelerate this path of accessing even more of that power that she holds, those gifts? Is there something she can do, whether it's checking in, meditating, journaling, doing something else?
All of those things, and getting comfortable with being quiet. Turn the TV off and just be with her thoughts and be with her guides that are around her.
Yeah.
She can't hear them with all the noise.
And so when it comes to connecting with her guides, her intuition, her higher self, how often should she get quiet? Is that something she should do once a day, for a minute, for an hour, twice a week, a full day? What's the best way for her to incorporate more listening, more quiet time?
Every day, at least once. At night would be best, and before bed, because she's most relaxed at that time.
Oh, okay. And so speaking of accessing guides and their wisdom and their support, and just kind of that team mentality can make life a little bit easier. Is there anything that Stephanie can know right away about her spirit guides, whether it's a name, whether someone presents themselves, or maybe information on why she's had such a difficult time accessing them?
It would be too easy. She wouldn't work for it.
Ah.
The life that she experienced, it was just easy. It was given to her. And there was not much progression as a soul.
Yeah.
She decided to have a block so that she would really have to work at it because it's something she really, really wants.
What can we know about that block? Has it been released or can we release that now?
It's been released more than she knows, but she's not listening to the signs. And until she starts to do that, she'll keep having to work at it.
Ah, what are the signs?
The signs, we give her the people she sees and writes off as, oh, it was just a flash. They all mean something. We show them for a reason. And the emails that come up, the cancellations that happen, everything is for a reason. Those are all the guides talking to her.
Oh, okay. So is the sentiment kind of along the lines of, see if everything is that she needs is on her path, then to see all the clients, the emails, the cancellations, see all of these things as signs that her life is unfolding as it should?
Yes.
And to see the gifts? Okay. Oh, okay. Wow, that's beautiful. And so what I want to do, and if it's meant to be, it'll be. But if the spirit guides want to continue to make Stephanie dig and do the work to find out on her own, is there a feeling that they could give her? Is there like a spirit guide hug or love that they could give her? And see if there's anything there.
There is a knowing, and she knows it. They touch her sometimes and she feels it.
Ooh. Is there a reason why they touch her?
Because that's what makes her believe that it's real.
Are there other things that she can witness signs around her that she misses, confirming that they're real? Is there anything else besides the touching?
There's in her ear, there's a ringing.
Yeah.
Sometimes she hears words. She will hear more soon. It's just taking time.
Anything else about that spirit guide connection? Anything else for Stephanie to know or remember or understand? Or does that feel complete?
There is a man. The man is her strength. And to call on him whenever she has fear.
Sometimes when we are in the knowing that we have spirit guides or a spirit team, we can sometimes feel like if we call on them and the fear doesn't disappear, that maybe they're not there. So when Stephanie is feeling like she needs more strength, like she's in fear and she calls on him, what's a sign that she can know he is there? Will he take away the fear, or is it something else? How should she use his strength when she is fearful?
He will give her courage and she will just have a feeling that she's not alone.
Ah, oh, yeah.
She gets the goosebumps.
So my next question about, or for Stephanie's spirit guides and higher self, is about her house, where she lives. What's next? She's kind of at the same spot there that she is in her career, it seems, where she's trying to take steps forward, but it just doesn't work out. What does she need to know about this search for a house?
It's not ready yet. When she's 33.
Ah, okay.
There's a house coming up.
How will she know that this is her house?
She's gonna recognize it. She's already seen it in her mind.
Ah, yeah. So should she continue to search for houses? Or is that something that she won't miss? Sometimes we fear we'll miss it.
She won't miss it.
Anything else Stephanie should know about her home, her house?
There will be a big yard for the dog daycare.
Yeah.
And a workshop garage for the crafts, and that you won't need to work for. It'll already be there, this house.
Good.
And there's a 53. 53 is significant.
Oh, okay. I'll write that down. So one more question about blocks. When Stephanie had a session with Meredith, the astrologer, Meredith mentioned some kind of spiritual block. And I'm wondering, or a block from the spirit world. What is this? Have we released it? How can she release it? What is it from? What is it blocking?
It would be too scary for it all to have happened at once. And so it's unraveling slowly. She needs to teach kids how to open up and how to protect herself and themselves from negative energies. And she's very protected right now from the guides. She needs to learn to do it herself.
Ah, okay. How can she protect herself?
The visualizations, crystals, and clearing out energies from the house on a regular basis.
Oh, okay.
Because they stick to her, and they stick to her partner. She's very affected by any energy.
Okay. So is that something she should, I guess, do daily, or just as needed? If she feels like it's needed, then it is needed.
As needed. She needs to learn to recognize what is her own and what is not hers.
How can she learn that? Recognizing what's her own and what's someone else's?
If she journals about it, or just reflects on it and saying, do I have a reason to feel this way right now? And if not, if nothing pops up, then it is most likely not hers.
Ah, wow. Do I have a reason to feel this way now? Wow, that's great. Is there any way else that would work for Stephanie in terms of recognizing what is her own stuff and what is someone else's? Or is that kind of the primary way she should do that right now?
She could ask her guides and trust the first answer that comes to her, or use her pendulum.
So my last question for Stephanie's higher self and spirit guides is there anything else she needs to know, whether it's about something we've covered, something we haven't covered, and something she should embody as she moves forward down this path of her life as Stephanie? What else? Is there anything else she needs to know?
I really need to focus on feeling better physically and emotionally, and to work on the subconscious so that she can eat the right food and feel better about herself right now, and to get motivated to exercise. And it's all in the subconscious that's affecting her.
Okay. Is there anything she can do, whether it's changing her point of view or understanding the best foods for her, or any insights there when it comes to, you know, feeling our best. Everybody's got advice on that, but what would really work for Stephanie? What's kind of her next step?
Learning how to deal with quiet and boredom, because that's when she turns to the wrong foods.
Okay. Good. So know, Stephanie, that with each day that goes by, it'll get easier and easier for you to understand the foods that make you feel good, the foods that maybe don't make you feel good. And you will find your own way to eat in a way that's satisfying and joyful. And you'll find a way to move your body and feel embodied and feel the wonder that it is to have a body and to feel that strength and feel that breath. And as days go by, it'll get easier and easier for you to do this, finding different ways, being curious about what works and what doesn't, releasing any shame, releasing any thoughts of failure. And you'll just continue to evolve in your eating habits and your movement habits, evolving in a way that works for you today. And that'll get easier every day that goes by. And one day you'll wake up and can't believe you never had it figured out at one point. Good. Anything else that she needs to know, whether it's about food, movement, taking care of herself, anything else?
She's doing a really good job at living in the now. She's had a lot of progress. She needs to be proud.
Yes, you do need to be proud of that. Good. So before we return to the present moment, we're just going to send love and gratitude again to your higher self, spirit guides, any other enlightened beings who were there with you, guiding you, protecting you. And now as we move away from this safe space of spiritual guidance, closer and closer to the present moment.
There it is. That is our episode for today. If you enjoyed this, if you thought it was interesting, I would love it if you shared it with a friend. Sometimes these little past life experiences or just conversations that you find interesting, I know a lot of you out there kind of feel alone, like you don't have a lot of people, or maybe you don't have anybody to talk to about this. And I personally love to not test a friendship, but like when I'm interested in something and want someone to talk about it with, and I have someone in mind who might be a good candidate, who might be open to it, I'll just send them like one podcast episode or recommend a book. So I don't know, maybe you could do that with this episode. It would help me, it would help you. Regardless, no matter what you do, I'm thankful you're here and listening. And as always, take anything that helps you, makes your load lighter, and just leave the rest.